بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, we endeavored to perform good deeds. Each person tried his best. Mothers and sisters tried their best. So we have to make abundant shukr firstly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guided us towards good deeds. And Allah gave us the tawfiq, the ability to perform those good deeds. Without the help and guidance, without the divine assistance of Allah and guidance and hidayat, we would not have been able to accomplish anything. So we make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah must accept all the ibadat that we made in the month of Ramadan, be it roza, umrah, zakat, sadaqat, tasbihat, Quran tilawat, tarawih, whatever ibadat we made. And at the same time we make dua to Allah Ta'ala to overlook and forgive all the deficiencies in performing those ibadat. Sometimes our roza was not done how it should have been done 100%. Our tilawat of the Quran, our salat, perhaps we didn't have that khushu and khudu as we ought to have. So for all the shortcomings, deficiencies, we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overlook and pardon that. Now the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not fixed and restricted only to the month of Ramadan. There is no doubt that in the month of Ramadan, the environment is different. The mahol is completely different. The barakat, the anwarat, the blessings, even the reward is multiplied manifold. And everybody is doing it together. So a person gets that himmat, he's motivated, he's encouraged to also do those good deeds. When you come into the masjid, especially asr to maghrib, everybody is engaged in tilawat of the Quran. So automatically you also spurred on to do those good deeds. So there's no doubt the month of Ramadan comes with beautiful blessings, anwarat, barakat, which perhaps we don't see in the other remaining months of the year. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our maqsood. This is Him, Allah, in the month of Ramadan and during the other months of the year. Normally what happens in the month of Ramadan, we try our best. And at the expiry or termination of the month of Ramadan, then somehow we become laxed. So now is the important challenge in our lives. Even though we may not be able to keep up to the momentum and the volume of the ibadat that we may have made in the month of Ramadan, like in the month of Ramadan, Taraweeh Salah. Now there's no Taraweeh after the month of Ramadan. However, nobody is stopping us from performing Tahajjud Salah. You may not read 20 rakats of tahajjud, even if you're just reading 2 rakats or 4 rakats of tahajjud, but let us continue this ibadat that we made in the month of Ramadan. See, Ramadan brought us into a system. It gave us the opportunity, the ability, the reason to now turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a golden opportunity. So, wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Ibadat of Allah Ta'ala has to be done all the time till maut comes. Not only in the month of Ramadan. Till maut comes, we have to still engage in the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And each day we should try and better the previous day. Tilawat of the Quran. Who's stopping us from reading Quran now? Like in the month of Ramadan, we recited. Now also before Salat, after Salat, few pages, but make sure we read Quran every single day. Tasbihat, the month of Ramadan, we read so much of Tasbihat, Zikrullah, whilst walking, we read the first kalima, the third kalima, the fourth kalima, Istighfar, Durush Sharif, Salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is stopping us from carrying our Tasbih and reading our Tasbih as we were reading the month of Ramadan? So this tongue has to be moist again in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting, mashallah, many people have kept the 6 Shawwal fast. There's still an opportunity for us to keep the 6 Shawwal fast. And even besides the Shawwal fast, Monday and Thursday, many people keep that roza. May Allah give all of us the tawfiq and hidayat. But there are occasions also, there are days when it is meritorious to fast. So there is still the chance of keeping roza. And if any, especially our sisters, if because of the condition they could not read, could not perform, could not keep their rozas, so now is the time that we should try and do our rozas. And if anybody missed any qaza salat, also continue any salat. Let's make sure that we finish all that qaza umri in our life. So the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. Again, the momentum may not be the same, but let us not now give up the beautiful ibadat that we were doing. That is dhikr, the tilawat of the Quran, whatever ibadat, sadaqah, the charity. We felt so good. We felt so pious. Why did we feel pious? Because we made tawbah, istighfar. We did those deeds that are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We set goals in our life. We set standards we need to achieve. I need to finish so many paras. I need to finish so many khatams. I need to finish so much of dhikr. Now even after the month of Ramadan, continue, maintain to the best of our ability. As I said, we might not be able to do the same like in the month of Ramadan, but let us try to excel the best of our ability. Then we made tawbah, istighfar. We promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many things. And we tried in the month of Ramadan, perhaps somebody tried not to have any malice in his heart or her heart. The moment some evil thought came, or some evil thought of some person or some malice, immediately it was expelled from the heart. Pride, anger, jealousy, whatever it was, we made a firm determination that we want this heart to become pak and tahir. It must be free from all type of blemishes and spiritual ailments. Now, after the month of Ramadan, it has to continue. This tazkiyah of the heart, again, continues, and the best or the thing that assists the tazkiyah of the heart is zikrullah. It is the polish of the heart. And therefore we have this majalis, and we have to continue having these gatherings. But even if there is no zikr majlis, it doesn't mean that I cannot make zikr. I can't read the Quran. No, we have to become accustomed to doing it individually as well. And there is no impediment, there is no obstacle. Yes, the only obstacle is nafs and shaitan. Shaitan will make us feel lazy, tired. Nafs will also tell us, okay, don't do it now, later on. What happens in there is no later on. In the month of Ramadan, the moment Isha time came, we were already hastening towards the masjid. We didn't see, you know, we read Isha and Taraweeh maybe 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 in the morning. In the same way, our 5 times salat, the men into the masjid, the women folk at home on time, do not delay our salah. Our dhikrullah, salawat upon Nabi Kareem, especially on a Friday, increase it. Our Suratul Kahf, daily tilawat of the Quran, whatever it is, and the sins that we abstain from, zina of the eyes, we didn't make ghiba, we didn't carry tales, we made sure we didn't see any television or any haram in the month of Ramadan. After the month of Ramadan, why is it that we're going back to those sins? If we were sincere and we made genuine tawbah, then we must continue. And if we slipped after the month of Ramadan, then we do not lose hope. Nobody is stopping us to close the television, to take it out of our home, take it out of our lives. Nobody is stopping us from abstaining from looking at haram or going to this pornographic sites and material. Nobody is stopping us from abstaining from that. We have to take that courage. We practice in the month of Ramadan. Now let us continue that exercise. And inshallah we will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it so easy for us to practice. And the moment we slip, Allah will give us tawfiq of making sincere tawbah, istighfar again. So these are the basic important guidelines. First of all, make shukr to Allah ta'ala. He gave us a month of Ramadan, the opportunity to perform whatever ibadat we made. Allah must grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Then, for all our shortcomings, whether it was the tilawat of the Quran, or taraweeh, salat, or whatever it may have been, may Allah forgive and overlook those shortcomings. And then, in those ibadat that we made, let us try to the level best of continuing those ibadat, and the sins that we abstain from, let us not fall back into those sins. Then the goals that we set, the tawbah, ya Allah, making sincere tawbah, istighfar, duas we should make, The taqwa, which was the maqsad of Ramadan. Now it doesn't mean we kept Ramadan and we got became muttaqeen, now it's all over and we achieve our results and now it's finished. No. Again, nafs and shaitan will prompt us all the time towards evil. As I said, wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Allah commands Rasulullah sallam, O Muhammad sallam, worship your Rabb until yaqeen comes to you. What is yaqeen? All the mufassirin say that yaqeen, which normally we say certitude, something which is genuine, until yaqeen comes to you means maut. Maut is genuine. There is no escaping from maut. It is a yaqeeni thing. It has to happen. It is going to take place to all of us. So until maut comes, you have to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't treat the ibadat of Allah ta'ala as a burden. Enjoy making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the difference between the friends of Allah and us. We take ibadat, salat, now I have to go read tilawat and make zikr and tasbih and come to a program and listen to some bayan. Becomes difficult. But the friends of Allah, they look forward to it. They enjoy taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They enjoy reading the Quran. They don't want to stop, they want to continue. They read long, long, lengthy salat because they're enjoying the communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us His true muhabbat, His ishq and love, and fill our hearts with nur and His marifat. May Allah protect us from all sins. If we do this, then we will find the divine nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll find barakah in our lives. And this much definitely we'll get is peace of mind, serenity. Allah will give us some itminan in the heart. There won't be fear in the heart. The sorrow of the dunya will be expelled. You'll have fear and you'll have concern and worry and grief for the akhirat, yes. But dunya matters won't affect us. Because our mind now is focused towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Allah make us to zakireen and shakireen. Make abundant shukr to Allah. Allah has given us so much, so much. Believe me, go into the world. See the other people in the world. What they have compared to what we have, what we are enjoying. And the more shukr we will make, Allah will increase us in the ni'mat. The moment we make na shukri in any way, it was a very senior sheikh, so he was explaining about his elderly mother who passed away. He says his mother couldn't tolerate any person complaining about any ni'mat that he or she had in any way. If somebody said, hey, this clothing I have, he said, no, this is the problem with it. She said, no. At least it is covering your body. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody complained about his car, that hey, my car is not working so properly, it's very slow. She said, no. At least it is taking you to your destination. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the ummah doesn't make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially you and I living in this country, Allah has blessed us with thousands of ni'mas, thousands of ni'mas. The moment some ni'mat is taken away, then we realize, oh, what a great ni'mat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make shukr to Allah. Make shukr our elderly, our grandparents and all used to, after eating, most of you, the elderly people who bear witness to this, we all should say, shukr alhamdulillah after eating. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah would give so much of barakah then. So make shukr to Allah for every ni'mah. Stop complaining. This is not right. That's not right. This, that. Then we are chronic complainers and we'll never get Allah ta'ala's help and we won't see barakah in the ni'mahs Allah has given us. So make abundant shukr to Allah. Try to become dhakirin and dhakirat. Take the tasbih. Don't be afraid of any person who feels shy or embarrassed. Now alhamdulillah there's so many type of tasbih you keep in your finger. And you continue. I had seen so many people even in Haramain Sharifain, the taxi driver taking you from Medina to Makkah, he is perpetually in zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the time we left right till in between okay, salat, and then after that all the time zikrullah. We can also make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enjoy making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم
اللہ ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں, اللہ ہم ضعیف ہیں, اللہ وی آر ویک مائی اللہ, اور ہارٹ فل ود معصیت اینڈ ڈارکنس اینڈ بلیک اسپاٹس مائی اللہ. اللہ واش اینڈ پیوریفائی اور ہارٹس مائی اللہ, کلینس اینڈ پیوریفائی اور ہارٹس اللہ. اللہ ہماری دلوں کو مصفہ مجلا مزکہ بنا. اللہم آتی نفوسنا تقواہا وزکیہا انت خیر من زکاہا انت ولیہا ومولاہا. یا اللہ give us your قرب مائی اللہ, give us your معیت خاصہ مائی اللہ, give us that bond and attachment with you مائی اللہ, grant us تقویٰ مائی اللہ, grant us استقامت after the month of Ramadan مائی اللہ, help us to continue making your عبادت correctly مائی اللہ, give us more and more توفیق of doing good اعمال مائی اللہ, اعمال deeds that will please you مائی اللہ. یا اللہ we made many promises to you in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we won't go to back to sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we made tawbah to you, my Allah. Accept our tawbah, my Allah. Pardon us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us that himmat, my Allah, not to go back to those sins, my Allah. Protect us from all big and small sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever sins we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, Ya Allah. You conceal those sins, those weaknesses of ours, deficiencies, those shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sattar al-Uyub, Ghafar al-Dhunub, my Allah. Ya Allah, conceal our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us true muttaqeen, my Allah. Make us true zakireen and shakireen, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of azab, my Allah. Protect us from all type of disasters, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ya Allah, we worship only you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're not turning to any other person, my Allah, or any other God, my Allah. There is no deity worthy of worship besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta, subhanak, inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Ya Allah, so many brothers and sisters have been affected by the floods, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help them again, Ya Allah, to stand up again on their feet, my Allah. People had different type of problems, my Allah. Remove their problems and difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as our brothers and sisters have tonight, they've raised their hands, my Allah, having hope only in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, having hope only in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our problems, our miseries, our worries, our humum and humum, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're only complaining to you, my Allah. We're not turning to any other person, my Allah. Allah grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us yaqeen, your zaat, give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of sajda, the sweetness of tilawat and dhikr, the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take away this iman that you have given us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the iman of ours, our children, our parents, our grandchildren, our family members, our friends, our musallis, muta'alliqeen, my Allah. Protect us from all type of fitnas that are coming one upon the other, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, so many people are sick, my Allah. So many went for heart operations, my Allah. Different type of sicknesses they had, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are sick at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, near ones, dear ones, my Allah. People we know, people we don't know, my Allah. Grant each one shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, if anyone is suffering from any type of azab of qabr, remove that azab of qabr, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have got some financial difficulties, remove the financial difficulties. Somebody has got some domestic problem, remove the domestic problem, my Allah. There are so many boys and girls, Ya Allah, of manageable age, my Allah. Years are going past, my Allah, still they have not got us. Suitable spouse to get married. Ya Allah, you grant them the suitable partners, my Allah. Halal nikah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them a beautiful ba, lutf zindagi, my Allah. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more to the iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, more to Madina Sharif, my Allah. That is the only desire and tamanna we have, my Allah. To pass away with iman in Madina Sharif. Give us baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Hawdi Kuthur, water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Allah make us enter Jannat in the company of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect all of us, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, our nephews, our nieces, our children, our grandchildren, our wives, our family members, our friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, and from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people requested du'as, answer all the du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, Ya Allah, all good works of deen accepted, Ya Allah, the work of da'wat and tabligh, tazkiyah, ta'alim, mashayikh making efforts in the khanka, Ya Allah. Whatever good work any person is doing, any organization, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah, guide us towards the correct. Ya Allah, create unity amongst the ummat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, create unity amongst us, my Allah. Protect us from disunity, my Allah. Protect us from quarrels, my Allah. Protect us from, ya Allah, fighting with one another, my Allah. Help us to protect our gazes, our tongues, my Allah. May Allah protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from riba, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become generous, my Allah. How generous we were in the month of Ramadan, even more than that, my Allah. Make us become generous and help the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever the ummah is pareshan hal hai, Allah, remove their pareshani. Ya Allah, oh Palestinian Muslims, Ya Allah, oh brothers and sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is painful for us, my Allah, to see them going through such struggles, such sacrifice, Ya Allah. Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Hey, Malik-e-Kareem, Ya Allah, you protect every masjid in the world, my Allah. Protect every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from the enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat. And help us to display good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Don't make us deceive and cheat people, my Allah. Make us be good Muslims, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be good mu'mineen, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin ghaibin sabki dua qabool farma. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.